So all I really want to hear from you is how it happened and how it felt to be partying with Stormzy.
It was at Box Park in Croydon. He walks in and, you know, someone says, "There's Stormzy over there, you have a look," and then continue watching the game. And then as the game went on, I sort of, I thought to myself, we'll go make a bet with him. So I went over to him and said, "Do you want to have a bet?" He said, "What is it?" I said, "If England win, then you come back to my house for party," and he agreed. So it was that easy. Yeah, he is a nice guy, very humble. Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
And then the magic moment happened. England won. What happened when you won? Who made the first move?
I did. So obviously, when it went 1-0 England, we were sort of looking at each other, sort of laughing. Then 2-0, and it was obviously game over. And then went over, hugged him, whatever. I said, "I'll see you at mine." And yeah, it turned out.
What was it like when you got home? I guess you had to play a bit of Stormzy.
Well, obviously me and my mates, we got home to mine. But we were there for about half an hour before he turned up. So we was all sitting there thinking, "Oh, he's not going to turn up, he's not coming." And we had a bang at the door. And he just walked right in with him and his mates.
Oh, and how long did he spend with you?
About an hour.
And did you get a private performance?
Nah. He probably would have charged me, so I didn't ask.
And that's a really good claim to fame, actually. Who are you hoping to get a bet with for England tomorrow night?
Well, I haven't bet for tomorrow night, but me and Stormzy did make another bet. If England gets to the final and we win, he comes back again, so...
And this time he's definitely got a rap for you. I'd tie that in nice and early. So what is it that you do?
I'm an electrician.
So is that your bathroom or someone else's?
Yes, someone else's bathroom.
Oh, I'll let you get back to work. Thank you so much. And if he turns up again, let me know.